was approached by someone I knew from the PD who had retired. His name is John Eterno, Dr. John Eterno. He was a former captain, and he's a dean now at Molloy, and he had been writing and hearing stories on this as well, and he approached me and said, let's do some research. We decided to look into this issue, but the police department had become very closed and exhibited a total lack of transparency. So we did a survey of retired captains and above, which had startling results, and turned out to the story appeared on the front page of the Sunday New York Times, which caused quite a stir a few years ago. And that was a survey we did, and then we did subsequently a second survey. But the first survey and other research we did resulted in a book called The Crime Numbers Game. And at first it resulted in several journal articles, and then a book called The Crime Numbers Game: Management by Manipulation. And we talked about this phenomenon of what they call downgrading crime, moving it from felony. The major crimes that are reported in the U.S. and in New York are what I have called felony crimes, the seven major crimes. That's how police departments keep score and compare themselves with one another. But the way they were doing it was not taking crime reports. They were moving felony crimes into other categories that's called misdemeanor crimes, which are not publicly known. And so there was manipulation. And part of the manipulation ran parallel with this enormous pressure from above to drive down crime and to produce activities that they thought drove down crime and not worry about any of the collateral effects and the impacts of these strategies.